Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name's George.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
George, my name is Virginia Brown, and I believe there's been a miscommunication. Maybe it was on my part, but I do not want AutoShip. I made a one-time order for the Omega Guard, and now I've gotten a second shipment. I will pay for it, but I do not want AutoShip any longer, and originally I did not request that. Hello? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Do you hear what first name?
My first name is Virginia. Virginia Brown.
Virginia is like V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A.
Yes, sir.
Last name is Brown?
Yes.
Last name is Brown. Okay, what's your zip code?
12903.
You said that was 12903 Virginia Brown. I'm still searching, okay? I'm still searching, okay? Sorry for the long hold.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot understand you.
I'm still here, okay? Sorry for the long
hold. Oh, good, good.
Okay, and what is your shipping address, please?
You know what, George? I can hardly hear you.
Yes, what is your shipping address?
Lake Forest at 8, number 8, Lake Forest Drive, apartment 200, Plattsburgh, New York.
Thank you very much.
12903.
Okay, thank you very much. And I see here that you have our Omex 3 Ultra Pier. How can I help you today?
Evidently, there's been a miscommunication. I only wanted a one-time order. But yesterday, I received another shipment, and it's under the heading of automatic. But I do not want automatic shipment. I want to be able to call in my order when I need it. Now, I'll have to pay for this, but I don't want it to continue on auto ship.
Oh, I see. But, you know, it seems that you just received the products. It's on its way. You just place an order.
George, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's so soft, I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's the same volume, George.
Can you hear me now?
It's worse.
It's worse?
Okay. Just right this minute, it was better.
Is better now?
Yes.
Can you hear me perfectly?
Yes, it was just beginning to fade again.
Oh, I really don't
no,
know.
This is perfect. This is perfect.
So you don't want to be enrolled to a subscription?
Please repeat that sentence.
Okay. So you don't want to be enrolled to a subscription?
No. I didn't understand your vocabulary, subscription. I just wanted to be able to order the product when I needed it. And I just received a 2-month supply on top of what I already have.
Okay. And may I ask, how did you hear about the Omex 3 Ultra Pure?
I heard about it over a year and a half ago. I don't know whether... So, I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember exactly how I heard about it. On television or through a mail brochure. What would that matter with my request today?
Oh, just a feedback about for the company. But I mean, I really hate to see you go. You know, the Omex Ultra Pure, it helps for like inflammations around your body, pain around your body.
I think maybe you don't understand what I'm requesting. I am not dropping the product. I don't want it on auto ship. I want to be able to call in and order it when I need it. And I just received my 2-month order on top of already having it.
There is a process to get to that point where you're telling me that you don't want to be in a subscription. So
that's right,
I have
sir.
To ask these questions. I apologize for that.
All right.
But,
yes, I mean,
I can put your account on hold for every 2 or 3 months. I really hate to see you go not taking the subscription. You are saving more money.
But I've got enough now that I will be very well served. There's another thing that is a part of this particular order. My husband has passed away. There were 2 of us taking it. Now there is only 1, myself.
I see. Well, we have a vitamin D for your bone health. That's something you'll be interested in. You'll be $9.
No, sir. I have called about 1 product, and I want to straighten out my order for the 1 product for the future. I understand you probably have to mention these other things, but I am not interested in the other parts of this subscription. I need only to verify that I will not be on auto ship for the particular component that I have ordered.
All right. Do you mind if I place you in a brief hold so I can remove you from that subscription, please?
Yes, sir.
Please stay on the line, okay?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for holding. I'm still here, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm not going to leave.
Thank you very much. All right, then. Whenever you're ready to pay print pen, I would like to give you the confirmation number that you canceled the service.
Please hold. Please hold while I get a pen.
Okay.
George, please tell me again what the number you are giving me refers to.
Cancellation of subscription.
Yes, good. I'm ready.
It starts with the letter C as in Charles, then
yes.
The 770.
770, yes.
911.
911. I will repeat. 7 C as in Charles, 770911.
That is correct.
And that's my cancellation number.
That is correct.
So from here on, when I need the product again, I will call for an individual order.
Oh, I see. But is there anything else I can help you out today, though?
No, I'm grateful to have this corrected and straightened out for the future.
Yes, ma'am. All right, then. Well, thank you for calling OMAX, okay? You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Yes, and I do apologize if I was a little too strong when I was trying to make my explanation. Thank you for understanding.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support for OMAX Health. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.